Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is September 2nd, 2017. It's a Saturday, Labor Day weekend. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. And yes, this is the first podcast I've done in quite a while. I think I just went back and looked, and it's been since the end of March. March Madness was still going on. Anyways, where have I been? Who knows? Well, actually, if you're on Twitter, you know, at MuckDog, M-U-C-K-Dog, MuckDog. I'm on there quite often, and I'm actually not even on themoneygoround.com that much anymore. I haven't blogged forever. Kind of times change a little bit, don't you think? I mean, I think we're in a world where we read 140-character tweets, and that's about all the patience we have, right? All the attention span we have. But anyways, I thought, you know, I do enjoy doing the audio booze or the podcasts, and it's just been a while since I've done one. And I've been consuming media more than actually producing media, I guess. I guess that's the bottom line. But hey, it's funny going back and taking a look at the last few podcasts I did and talking about Trump, Trump, Trump. And the amazing thing is that every week it's something new, right? It's still that way. It was that way back then. It's that way right now. And a lot of the stuff I talked about before was the policy changes or the policy proposals, you know, the healthcare stuff or tax reform and stuff like that. And a lot of that's, yeah, I mean, health reform failed, right? I mean, the Republicans stalled out in the Senate, and that was it. And I don't know if they're going to go anywhere on that or not, if they're going to revive that later. It seems like it's dead, right? They're just unable to do anything. And that's my fear about any government program in general. It's really hard to undo anything once you start giving away stuff for free. And a lot of the folks who are on Obamacare are getting it subsidized. And I don't think you can take that away. I mean, and win elections, right? I mean, the other side will just ostracize you and demonize you and, I don't know, miticize you. It's just not going to work out. And so now we're heading into what could be tax reform when the Congress comes back from their recess. Aren't they only coming back for like a month and they're gone again? I mean, what a job schedule. What a job to have, right? You don't have to do anything when you're at work and then you get to take a lot of time off. But anyways, they're talking about tax cuts. They're talking about corporate tax reform, which of course that's really popular, right? Oh, let's give tax cuts to the big evil corporations. Although, you know, you think about what corporations do, and they do invest and invent and pay and research, and they need that money. I mean, it's better off, I think, in their hands than the government's hands. The government just spends it on, well, they redistribute it. But anyways, the other thing is personal income taxes. And do you really think there's going to be a personal income tax? If you think about it, who are they going to cut taxes for? Income taxes on, well, poor people don't pay income tax. So, I don't know, not going to cut taxes there. The middle class, well, the lower middle class, I mean, aren't they net recipients of government benefits anyways? I mean, when they file their taxes, they probably get money back. So now you're getting up to the, maybe the upper middle class and rich. And, well, they're the people that make a lot of money. And is it popular to cut their taxes? I mean, the poor people think they make that the upper middle class and rich make too much money and they should pay more in taxes. So, I mean, it's just easy for the other side to demonize that, right? As taking, you know, lowering taxes is taking the money away from, you know, starving kids and disadvantaged people. So it's going to be really difficult to do tax reform, I think, too. Just, it's hard, all right? And especially permanent tax reform. Maybe they could do like, remember George Bush did like the 10-year tax cut. Tax cuts expired, right? They didn't have to do anything. And then they ended up raising taxes. So it'll be interesting to see because, yeah, we'll see if they can match tax cuts with spending. Because they've also talked about revenue-neutral tax cuts. And what are revenue-neutral tax cuts? Well, those are tax cuts that are, well, we're going to cut taxes in your left pocket and raise taxes in your right pocket. So, I mean, what's the net-net of that? To me, one of the interesting proposals is doubling the standard deduction. I mean, they can keep the mortgage interest deduction and charitable deductions and stuff like that. But once they double the standard deduction, a lot of that other stuff goes away because you're going to have the choice of taking the standard deduction, which will be for a married couple, like, what, $25,000 has been the proposal? And most likely, you're not going to have write-offs that top that $25,000 in the standard deduction, right? So you'll still just go with the standard deduction. It would make doing your taxes a lot easier. Now, of course, if you have a, $3 million home in Palo Alto that you just bought and you're paying over $30,000 a year in property taxes and you're more and you financed 100% of the house, so you're paying, buku house payments every month and interest to the bank. I mean, you're going to get screwed on any kind of deal like that where they don't if they got rid of the write-off for the home mortgage. I mean, the doubling the standard deduction wouldn't help you in that case. Anyways, we'll see what happens. And of course, the big thing in the news is Houston and Texas, with that horrible Hurricane Harvey that just laid waste and dropped so much rain in the area. And one positive thing I think, since we've had so much divisiveness in the country, is seeing the videos of people really getting together and unifying to help people. And I think that's really who we are as a country. What you're seeing in Houston, where people are joining hands, getting in the boats and going out, helping people, helping animals, helping. And I think that's who we really are as a people. Not all this divisiveness that we've seen over the past 6 months. Most recently was the Antifa and the KKK and the Charlottesville and the Trump is a Klansman, Nazi, Hitler kind of person. And I never really thought that to be true, but I mean, it was winning the day. The argument was winning the day because he puts his foot in his mouth, or in his tweets every single day, which you're like, gosh, is the guy just as like the least, I'm looking for the right words and I can't find the right words, but he just does not have the gift of gab, to say the right thing at the right time. But, he's doing the right thing at the right time. The federal response to Hurricane Harvey has been fantastic. The state response has been fantastic. So, hopefully going forward that continues and the people who were affected and are affected by the hurricane. And this can take a long time for that to heal, right? I mean, people lost everything. It's still standing water down there. And with the swift currents and the way water moves, I mean, anything that was blown over in the hurricane winds is going to be just moving around. It's going to be interesting to see what the heck is under all that water, right? All that murky, yucky water. Crazy. Lastly, I did want to talk about the stock market. The stock market's near all-time highs. We just had a 3% pullback, and every time it looks like the market's about to crack, it just bounces right up, right? And you can blame the Bank of Japan or the big money boys propping it up on smoke and mirrors. But the market's been extremely resilient. Back in March, I did the last podcast I did, I talked about selling down to about 60%. That remains true. I never put that money back to a long-term investment. If you've been reading my Twitter feed, I have made some trades. The most recent one is still in effect that hasn't worked out, but the other one's worked out pretty good. That's at MuckDog on Twitter. But I still basically have the big cash position, or it's pretty big, right? 40% cash-ish, something like that. I mean, that's a pretty sizable cash position, I think, for what's a market that really hasn't gone anywhere since then, or actually has gone a little bit higher since March when I sold, but since then it's just been kind of hanging out near the highs. I mean, really haven't had that much of a pullback. Going forward, I mean, we are in September, so you would think that if we're gonna have a meaningful, crazy kind of swoon, maybe it happens now. There's some optimism that the recent GDP report of was around 3% or so, right about that. Maybe we carry that forward. I know yesterday's jobs number, wasn't fantastic, but it wasn't horrible either. So it was just kind of is what it is. Wage growth, it's okay when you factor in, inflation, productivity, and hours of work. I mean, you start taking a look at all those things combined, and it's not that horrible, right? It's like, well, it's okay, jobs growth, and maybe the economy is picking up steam. And I guess what we'll have to worry about next is what the Fed will do, and maybe who will be leading the Fed, right? There's all kinds of interesting things about that too. So, anyways, hey, I get about 10 minutes to do these on the free audio booth, so I will cut it short right here and say, hey, I do hope you're having a great one, and thanks for listening. All right, see ya. And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. This is The Idiot Show with Rob Skane. See ya. Yes, it's low.